I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mozambique authorities are dropping the case against Ryan Coer, a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship. It's been 2 years since he was arrested and falsely accused of supporting insurgent activity. Ryan was released 4 months later and eventually returned to the U.S. with his family. Ryan says,
"We have just been waiting for the closure of the case. It's getting updates every week or two. And usually there was not much news. It was always, they're still working on it, or we haven't heard anything."
Mozambique is experiencing turmoil after its general election last month, and the Coers didn't expect any updates. Then the news came, case dismissed.
I think during this time, you know, Lord's taught us to trust in him and be patient.
We'll share what's next for the Coers ministry in part two tomorrow. And for Christians who grow up Muslim, church and discipleship are often a challenge to find. Freedom to Lead International comes alongside these believers in North Africa and the Middle East. One man told Freedom to Lead's Michelle Sussums,
"Persecution is not the greatest difficulty that we face. The greatest need for Muslim background believers is identity."
That's because on one side, these new Christians are persecuted by radical Muslims. On the other side, they're shunned by the traditional church, which often doesn't know what to do with them.
Part of our heart is that we want to cultivate these faithful, effective leaders so that they can guide this unique global family because they don't know how to fit into that traditional church.
Pray for community for Muslim background believers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.